Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's an ideal day to be outside, enjoying the sun. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze to accompany the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Ynet reports Iran has attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, declaring the waterway closed until further notice. The IRGC claims the vessel took an unauthorized route. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Iranian regime has warned of a severe response if the incident is used as a pretext for attack. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew shares that Netanyahu's senior advisor Topaz Luke was recorded with an anti-Semitic streamer in Tel Aviv, causing a public stir. Separately, i24 News updates us that an Iranian newspaper has published a hit list naming Trump and Netanyahu, stating, "Revenge is certain." And finally, from earlier reporting, Forward notes UK Jewish groups are concerned as Andy Burnham, the likely next PM, criticizes Israel over Gaza. Here's what people are saying online. Lizzie Savetsky, a public figure and activist, encouraged action, posting just minutes ago to finish the job with the hashtag Free Iran. Amidar, a prominent social entrepreneur, expressed satisfaction earlier, noting the impact on racist heads in France and England. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, remarked 22 minutes ago on the complexities faced by Trump, especially regarding the focus on reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet reports that Iran's Revolutionary Guard has taken a firm stance, claiming the ship's unauthorized route justified their actions. This incident heightens tensions, with the US closely monitoring the situation. The strategic waterways closure could significantly impact global oil supply and shipping routes. Turning to the controversy surrounding Netanyahu's advisor, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights the uproar caused by Topaz Luke's meeting in Tel Aviv with Braden Eric Peters, known as Clavicular. The association with an anti-Semitic streamer raises questions about the judgment of those close to the prime minister. The incident could further strain Netanyahu's domestic standing. Meanwhile, i24 News notes an Iranian newspaper's publication of a hit list, which includes former US President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. This list reflects deep-seated tensions and escalates rhetoric between Iran and its adversaries. The development poses a potential risk to diplomatic efforts. Separately, Forward reports on concerns from UK Jewish groups about Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel. As Burnham positions himself as the likely next UK Prime Minister, his stance on Gaza could influence future UK-Israel relations. The situation underscores the importance of diplomacy in maintaining international partnerships. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli legal tech startup Darrow is laying off one-third of its workforce, despite being profitable. The decision affects 60 jobs, largely impacting legal analysts who were instrumental in developing its AI platform. Separately, Walla Business outlines a new government incentive model aimed at encouraging foreign giants to invest in Israel. This billion-dollar revolution seeks to attract international companies to advance beyond simple production. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Samsung's positive news led to a dramatic stock market crash. Concerns about the AI revolution and the chip industry triggered significant declines in Asian markets, including a steep drop in Seoul. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.